Today, former FBI Director Louis Freeh released the results of his 8-month-long investigation into what Penn State officials knew when about the serial child abuse of now-convicted football coach Jerry Sandusky, and Freeh's report is eviscerating. He found that former University President Graham Spanier, retired University Vice President Gary Schultz, Athletic Director Tim Curley, and the late football coach Joe Paterno knew about abuse by Sandusky as far back as 1998, a full 3 years before assistant coach Mike McQuarrie told Paterno that he saw Sandusky showering with a boy in the locker room. Freeh said all four leaders actively concealed the abuse.
Our most saddening and sobering finding is the total disregard for the safety and welfare of Sandusky's child victims by the most senior leaders at Penn State. The most powerful men at Penn State failed to take any steps for 14 years to protect the children who Sandusky victimized.
A mother reported concerns about a 1998 shower incident, but Freeh said nobody even spoke to Sandusky about that. And he said some of the most striking interviews came from the janitors at the school, one of whom witnessed another shower incident and knew about abuse, but all were too scared to report it.
They were afraid to take on the football program. They said the university would circle around it. It was like going against the President of the United States. If that's the culture on the bottom, you know, God help the culture at the top.
Brad Wolverton is senior writer for the Chronicle of Higher Education. Brad, the report also says that coaches and staff at Penn State saw Sandusky, you know, just showering with boys before that 1998 incident in which a mother reported discomfort, and they didn't think there was anything wrong with it. Your sense of how this report is landing?
With a huge thud. I mean, this is the most damning piece of work that I've ever seen in covering anything. And I guess it shows that they all knew, the top administrators, the coach, they all knew about these allegations in 1998, swept them under the rug. They didn't do anything about that. The police sort of buried them, and then they let the coach continue to coach. They had another investigation in 2001. They sort of had come up with a game plan to kind of figure out what to do with the coach. And after one of the top administrators, Tim Curley, the athletic director, talked to the coach, they decided to change course. And so I think what we see here is that the president failed, the coach failed, the board failed. There were failures at every level and across the university. You mentioned the janitors. There were people who covered up and who did lots of bad things, as you see in this report.
Well, you know, the most chilling line to some of us is about this child who was seen in the showers with Jerry Sandusky in 2001 by then grad student Mike McQuarrie. Now, the report says that by not going to the police about that charge, but rather alerting Sandusky that they knew about it, exposed that child to additional harm from him, and that Sandusky is the only person who knows who that child is. Where is that child? Can Sandusky be forced to name him? I mean, what happens? That's sort of an unknown there.
I mean, I couldn't answer that. I just know that there were four more kids after they didn't report these initial allegations. And as this report says, that even before there was an investigation in 98, there were allegations before that of other kids. I mean, there were people who saw things, that bad stuff. Other coaches saw things. There was just sort of this blanket approach to not reporting this information, and it's really pretty shocking.
What happens now? There have been some charges against school officials for perjury, but the report also underscores that the school didn't alert the charity that Jerry Sandusky founded of any of these charges. These are things, many of these things we already knew, but now that it's concrete, delivered in this report, what happens?
Well, I mean, there were a series of missteps across the university, including a failure of the university to kind of carry out provisions of what's called the Cleary Act, which is a federal law that requires the reporting of these kinds of crimes. The Freeh report's really this scathing indictment of Graham Spanier, who has not been indicted, unlike two other top administrators. And I think, according to one of the legal sources we had, it certainly appears that an actual indictment of Spanier would sort of now appear to be all but inevitable.
And just quickly on the reaction, we know online there's been visceral reaction from a Penn State alum who are vehemently against the report. There's an organization of alumni who want even more information. Just briefly, the board was told that, you know, you were not on this as you should have been. You see some changes there.
I think there are going to be lots of changes. You know, the document that Judge Freeh put out, it kind of lays out a wide-ranging assortment of systems of things that need to be shored up, systems of oversight and controls over athletics and otherwise. People want to move beyond this, and I think they were hoping that after, you know, the conviction of Sandusky a few weeks ago and then this report came out, that they would be able to move on, but I think there's a long road ahead.
Brad Wolverton of the Chronicle of Higher Education, thanks so much.
Thanks, Robin.